जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवरदारी, यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरा वनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत सहश्री हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत सहश्री हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। ऑल ग्लोरीज असेंबली डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज असेंबली डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज असेंबली डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीर्वुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 10 एंटाइटल्ड डिपार्चर ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा फॉर द्वारका, टेक्स्ट नंबर 30। एता परं स्त्रीत्वमपास्तपेशलम्, निरस्तशौचं बत साधु कुर्वते, यासां गृहात् पुष्करलोचनपतिर् ನಜಾತ್ವಪೈತ್ಯಾಹೃತಿಭಿರ್ಹೃದಿ ಸ್ಪೃಶನ್. ಏತಾ ಪರಂ ಸ್ತ್ರೀ ತ್ವಮಪಾಸ್ತಪೇಶಲಂ ನಿರಸ್ತಶೌಚಂ ಬತ ಸಾಧು ಕುರುವತೆ. ಯಾಸಾಂ ಗೃಹಾತ್ ಪುಷ್ಕರಲೋಚನಪತೀರ್ ನ ಜಾತ್ವಪೈತ್ಯಾಹೃತಿಭಿರ್ಹೃದಿ ಸ್ಪೃಶನ್. ಏತಾ ಪರಂ ಸ್ತ್ರೀ ತ್ವಮಪಾಸ್ತಪೇಶಲಂ ನಿರಸ್ತ ಶೌಚಂ ಬತ ಸಾಧು ಕುರುವತೆ. ಯಾಸಾಂ ಗೃಹಾತ್ ಪುಷ್ಕರಲೋಚನಪತೀರ್ ನ ಜಾತ್ವಪೈತ್ಯಾಹೃತಿಭಿರ್ಹೃದಿ ಸ್ಪೃಶನ್. ಏತಾ ಪರಂ ಸ್ತ್ರೀ ತ್ವಮಪಾಸ್ತಪೇಶಲಂ ನ ಜಾತ್ವಪೈತ್ಯಾಹೃತಿಭಿರ್ಹೃದಿ ಸ್ಪೃಶನ್. ಏತಾ ಪರಂ ಸ್ತ್ರೀ ತ್ವಮಪಾಸ್ತಪೇಶಲಂ ನಿರಸ್ತ ಶೌಚಂ ಬತ ಸಾಧು ಕುರುವತೆ. ಯಾಸಾಂ ಗೃಹಾತ್ ಪುಷ್ಕರಲೋಚನಪತೀರ್ ಪ್ರೀತ್ಯಾಹೃತಿಭಿರ್ಹೃದಿ ಸ್ಪೃಶನ್. ಏತಾ ಪರಂ ಸ್ತ್ರೀ ತ್ವಮಪಾಸ್ತಪೇಶಲಂ ನಿರಸ್ತ ಶೌಚಂ ಬತ ಸಾಧು ಕುರುವತೆ. ಯಾಸಾಂ ಗೃಹಾತ್ ಪುಷ್ಕರಲೋಚನಪತೀರ್ ನ ಜಾತ್ಯಪೈತ್ಯಾಹೃತಿಭಿರ್ಹೃದಿ ಸ್ಪೃಶನ್. ಮಾತಾಜಿ word to word translation. Yetaha, all these women, param, highest, streetvam, womanhood, apasta peshalam, without individuality, nirasta, without, shaucham, purity, bata sadhu, auspiciously glorified, kurvate, do they make, yasam, from whose, grihat, homes, pushkara lochanaha, the lotus side, patihi, husband, na jatu, never at any time, apaiti, goes away, ahritibihi, by presentation, hridi, in the heart, sprishan, endeared. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation, all these women auspiciously glorified their lives despite their being without individuality and without purity. Their husband, the lotus-eyed personality of Godhead, never left them alone at home. He always pleased their hearts by making valuable presentations. Purport: the devotees of the Lord are purified souls. As soon as the devotees surrender into the lotus feet of the Lord sincerely, the Lord accepts them. And thus the devotees at once become free from all material contaminations. Such devotees are above the three modes of material nature. There is no bodily disqualification of a devotee, just as there is no qualitative difference between the Ganges water and the filthy drain water when they are amalgamated. Women, merchants and laborers are not very intelligent, and thus it is very difficult for them to understand the signs of God or to be engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. They are more materialistic, and less than them are the Kiratas, Hunas, Andras, Pulindas, Pulkashas, Abiras, Kankas, Yavanas, Kasas, etc. But all of them can be delivered if they are properly engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. By engagement in the service of the Lord, the designative disqualifications are removed, and as pure souls, they become eligible to enter into the kingdom of God. The fallen girls under the clutches of Bhaumasur sincerely prayed to Lord Sri Krishna for their deliverance, and their sincerity of purpose made them at once pure by virtue of devotion. The Lord therefore accepted them as his wives, and thus their lives became glorified. Such auspicious glorification was still more glorified when the Lord played with them as the most devoted husband. The Lord used to live with his 16,108 wives constantly. He expanded himself into 16,108 plenary portions, and each and every one of them was the Lord himself without deviation from the original personality. The Shruti Mantra affirms that the Lord can expand himself into many. As husband of so many wives, he pleased them all with presentations, even at a costly endeavor. He brought the Parijata plant from heaven and implanted it at the palace of Satyabhama, one of the principal queens. If therefore anyone desires the Lord to become one's husband, the Lord fulfills such desires in full. ओम ज्ञान तिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरोन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य दशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಕದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರವಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ, ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ್ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ್ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ವೆರಿ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ. ವಿಲ್ ರೀಡ್ ದ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಅಗೇನ್. All these women auspiciously glorified their lives despite their being without individuality and without purity. Their husband, the lotus-eyed personality of Godhead, never left them alone at home. He always pleased their hearts by making valuable presentations. So the ladies of Hastinapur are actually speaking about Krishna, and Krishna is departing for Dwaraka. And in this verse, they are actually speaking about the fortunate position of the queens of Krishna. And especially they are speaking about the 16,100 queens whom Krishna married after releasing them from the captivity of Bhaumasura. So, Yeta Param Stritvam Apasta Peshalam. Apasta Peshalam, that means the Acharyas give two meanings. Apasta means having lost. Peshalam means Swatantrata, and another meaning is Bhadram. So they lost their independence, or they lost their auspiciousness. Because the Bhaumasura actually kidnapped them. So these women, they were not under the shelter of their husband. They were not under the shelter of their parents, father, or under the shelter of the son. So they were kidnapped by Bhaumasura, and therefore they lost their independence. Apasta Peshalam. And they lost all kinds of, all auspiciousness. Because they were touched by somebody without getting married. Apasta Peshalam. And Nirastha Shaucham. Nirastha also means like having lost. Shaucham. They lost their purity. So these were the two qualities of these 16,100 women are described. Apasta Peshalam and Nirastha Shaucham. But then what Krishna did to them? Param Stritvam Sadhu Kurvate. Krishna actually gave them the position of the highest womanhood. Param Sritvam. He reinstated in the, he auspiciously glorified them. He actually gave them the topmost position of womanhood. And these ladies of Hastinapur, they are expressing their ashcharyata, they are expressing their actually astonishment by using the word bata. How astonishing it is that, but practically it was like impossible, like considering the culture present at that time, they were taken away by some man, and even if they were rescued, they would not be accepted by anybody at that time. So one Acharya gives an analogy that, like, those women were like a boga seen by a dog. In the current Kali Yuga context, like, dog may be like a very glorified animal, like, in the sense, it's not that we have some disrespect towards the dog, but generally in the Vedic culture, a dog would be given the due care, but outside the house. They would be taken care, but outside the house. And when the dog actually sees the boga which is to be offered to the Lord, that boga becomes contaminated, and that boga cannot be offered to the Lord. So these women were compared to the boga seen by the dog. Boga. So therefore, in one sense, they would not be accepted by anybody, what to speak of being accepted by the Lord. But Krishna gave them the position of the highest womanhood. Param Sritvam Sadhu Kurvate. They were auspiciously glorified. And this is the first two lines of this verse. And then the next third and fourth line, how Krishna dealt with them, the ladies are elaborating. Yasam Grihat Pushkara Lochana Patir Na Jatu Apaiti. So Krishna, who is a lotus eyed, Pushkara Lochana, Yasam Grihat, from the houses of these women, Na Jatu Apaiti. Na Jatu means never at any moment. Apaiti, he would not leave their houses even for a moment. That means he did not neglect them. And he, as a husband, he gave complete care to them. He did not give them a feeling of being that neglect towards them. Even for a moment, he would not leave them. Na jatu apaiti. At any time, Krishna would never go away. And not only that, ahritibir. So, ahritibir means different presentations, different gifts. By bringing different gifts, hridisprishan, Krishna touched the deepest core of their hearts. He pleased their hearts by making valuable presentations. And Prabhupada writes that he pleased them with all presentations, even at a costly endeavor, by bringing the Parijata tree from the heaven. So this verse actually speaks about Krishna's dealing with this, especially this 16,100 queens. How Krishna reinstated them in the highest position of womanhood, because seeing the culture at that present, at that point, practically they would not be accepted by anybody, but Krishna purified them because they made a sincere appeal to Krishna. They surrendered to Krishna sincerely, and by seeing their sincerity of purpose, Krishna actually gave them the highest position. So here, like we see here, Krishna as a person, how he actually purified them of their contamination. By seeing their sincerity of purpose. Like that is the heart of the verse, especially in the first two lines. So we see several verses in the Bhagavatam, several sections in the scriptures, which talk about the purifying potency of Krishna as a person, or purifying potency of the Krishna's devotees, and the purifying potency of Krishna's holy name. So here in this verse, we see the purifying potency of Krishna, how he gave them the highest position of womanhood. Another verse in the Bhagavatam, which Prabhupada also quotes in the purport without referring the Sanskrit verse, which talks about the purifying potency of the devotees of Krishna. Hirata Hunandra Pulinda Pulkasha Abira Sumba Yavana Kashadaya Yenyecha Papa Yadapashraya Ashraya Shudyanti Tasmai Prabhavishnave Namaha. So in this verse, list of actually people come from lower communities are mentioned. Kirata, Huna, Andhra, Pulinda, Pulkasha. And Prabhupada actually describes in his purport a very detailed account of this. Like these races of the people, from which place they come from. So, like based on one's past karma, a person takes birth in sometimes a particular family, particular community. So this Kirata, Huna, Andhra, Pulinda, Pulkasha, etc., they all actually belong to the families or communities in which people have like sinful habits or are outside the Vedic culture. But this verse says that all these people who come from all these communities, and even others of low birth, if some people are not mentioned in this list, and even others who are sinful by nature, ye anye cha papa, but all these people, yadapashraya ashraya, if they take shelter of the devotees of the Lord, yad apashra ashraya, if they take shelter of the devotees of the powerful Lord, then
ఆల్ దీస్ పీపుల్ విల్ బికమ్ ప్యూరిఫైడ్. శుద్ధ్యంతి తస్మై ప్రభ విష్ణవే నమః. Because one may wonder, how can it be possible that all these people, simply by taking shelter of the devotees of the Lord, can become purified? That is why the word Prabha Vishnave is mentioned. Prabha Vishnave means the Lord who is powerful just by nature. Lord has a natural ability. He has a natural ability to purify people. And the devotees of that Lord also have the natural ability to purify anybody who takes shelter of them. It is not subject to logic, actually. And so in this way, this particular verse talks about the purifying potency of the devotees of the Lord. And then, like, there are other verses which talk about the purifying potency of the holy name of the Lord. So I was discussing with another student who was also studying Panini Vyakarana. So he was learning certain Brahmanas, Samhitas, different portions of the Vedas in some foreign university. So I asked him a question that, you are learning these things. From which guru are you learning? Just to make him just inquisitive, I just asked him a question. And then he didn't reply only. And then after some time he replied that he quoted a verse from the Bhagavatam in which the Avadhut Brahmana accepted 24 gurus. He just quoted that verse. And then I said that this verse is not advocating that you don't need a guru to learn Shastra. Rather, this verse says that, in fact, if we have to see this verse in the context of the other verses in the Bhagavatam, where the acceptance of the guru is clearly emphasized. Tasmat gurum prapadyeta jigyasu shreya uttamam. So, in this verse, when the Avadhut Brahmana is accepting the different gurus, what it means is that he saw the same teachings of his guru coming through the different personalities whom he saw while traveling in this world. And therefore, he accepted them as the Siksha gurus. Because the same Siksha which he received from his guru is also coming from these personalities. Just like Yomam Pashyati Sarvatra Sarvam Chamai Pashyati. Tasyakamna pranashyami sachimena pranashyati. One should try to see the presence of Krishna everywhere. Similarly, one should try to see the guru's teachings, which can be either to be done or not to be done in every situation. In that way, one can see the guru in every situation. Oh, this person is reminding me what I should do, which my guru has taught. Or this person is reminding me what I should not be doing, which the guru has told me not to do. In that sense, one can see every person as a guru, seeing in the light of the guru's teachings. So then that person, I was discussing with him, and then he said that he couldn't answer. Then he said that, so in your organization, where is the Vedic authority that how can a committee appoint a guru? Where in the Vedic tradition it is mentioned that a committee can appoint a guru? So then I mentioned that, we may not definitely find in the Vedic tradition. In the Vedic tradition, there is no tradition of an institution. But the point is that the most important thing to look for in a guru is the qualities of a guru. If you find the qualities in a person, whether that person is appointed by a committee or not appointed by a committee, if those qualities are there in a person, one can accept that person as a guru. And if the qualities are not there in the person, even if the person is appointed by some committee, then one need not accept that person as a guru. And so the defining point of a guru is the qualities of a guru mentioned in the Shastra. Like for example, Upanishad say that tad vijnanartham sa gurum eva abhigachet samitpani shrotriyam brahmanishtam. In this verse talks about the qualities of a guru as shrotriyam brahmanishtam, like that I mentioned. So then, so that person, he said, okay, you are saying the qualities of a guru is shrotriyam. So let us see the word shrotriyam. And then he came up with a detailed document actually, where all the word shrotriyam comes in the Samhita, Upanishads, Aranyakas, in the Brahmanas. And then he said, wherever the word shrotriyam comes, he said, in all these places, the word shrotriyam refers to a person who has studied all the Vedangas and who knows how to perform the Vedic Yajnas. And according to this definition of the shrotriyam, there is not a single person in your organization who has studied all the Vedangas, who knows how to perform the Yajnas. And according to my knowledge, there is nobody in any organization who has these qualities. So like that he mentioned. So then I was thinking what to answer. So because he is giving all the references of the word shrotriyam. So then this verse from the Bhagavatam came to my mind. So Devahuti is telling to Kapila Dev, Yan Namadeya Shravananu Kirtanat Yat Prakvanat Yat Smaranad Apikvachit Shvadopi Sadhya Savanaya Kalpate Kutapunaste Bhagavannu Darshanat. So here Devahuti says that by hearing, by remembering Krishna, by glorifying him, by offering respects to him, and by remembering the Lord, even the dog eater, Shvada Api, even a dog eater who is having the habit of eating dogs, in the present tense, Shvadopi, even a person who, not a person who once ate dogs. Shvada refers to somebody is a very low class person, even a dog eater, he becomes qualified to perform the Soma Yaga, Savanaya Kalpate. Then what to speak of a person who actually directly takes darshan of you? Kuta Punaste Bhagavannu Darshanat. And then in the next verse, Devahuti goes even ahead. She says, Aho Batat Shvapachato Gariyan Yajihvagre Vartate Namatubhyam Tepus Tapaste Juhuvuhur Sashnurarya Brahmanuchur Namagrananti Yete. She says, like in the previous verse, she said that a person who wants, chants, remembers, etc., he becomes qualified to perform the Vedic sacrifices, the Soma Yaga. And in this verse, she says, Aho Bata Shvapacha Ataha Gariyan. A dog eater, he becomes even more glorified. A person, Yat Jihvagre Vartate Namatubhyam, in whose tongue the holy names of the Lord are there. Even if that person is a dog eater, he becomes Gariyan, he becomes even more glorified than the person who performs the Soma Yaga. Especially the word Gariyan. The Gariyan in this, a particular suffix is added. Yesun suffix, Yesun pratyaya is added. Just like in English, suppose we have different verb forms and then we add different suffixes. If you add the suffix ER with a drive, it becomes a person who drives, a driver. If you add the suffix ing, it refers to the act of driving continuously. Driving, going, like that. Similarly, by adding different types of suffixes, the meaning of the word changes. Or it actually implies a particular meaning of the, it gives a particular meaning. So, when the yasun pratyaya is added to a particular word, according to the Panini Vyakarana, the meaning is that that person becomes, there is a comparison, comparison is denoted, like when when you are comparing between two persons, two personalities, when you add a yesun pratyaya to a particular word, so one person becomes greater than the other person in that particular quality of comparison. This person is more beautiful than him. Or when you are discussing among some group of people, so one person becomes the topmost beautiful person among this group of people. So denote that the yasun pratyaya is added. So the word ahobata shvapachato gariyan, so gariyan is formed by adding the yasun pratyaya with the word guru. So that means this verse is like very clearly says that a person in whose tongue the holy name of the Lord is present, he becomes a greater guru. Gariyan, he becomes a greater guru than the person who knows how to perform the Soma Yaga. That means the person who performed the Soma Yaga is a Shrotriya who has studied all the Vedangas, who knows how to perform the Yajnas. And Vishnu Chakotipad, just exactly capturing that word Gariyan, he writes in the purport. He says, Sa Shrapacho Gariyan Atishayena Gurur Bhavati. Atishayena Gurur Bhavati means he becomes a greater guru, the topmost guru. Iti Anyan Api Namatmaka Mantram Upadeshtum Yogyatam Datte Iti Bhavaha. So such a person, he can even bestow the holy name to others and becomes the he can become the Diksha Guru. That means Shrapacha, who chants the holy name, and he also mentions Yajjihvagre Vartate Nama Tubhyam. Nama Tubhyam means one should chant the holy name with a desire to please Krishna. Preenayutum Iti Bhavaha. Only with a desire to please Krishna, if a person chants that, even the dog eater can become so qualified that he can give the holy name to others. So I quoted this verse. I said that, see, this verse is like a, it's very clearly saying that a person who chants the holy name is actually superior to even the Shrotriya. And then further Devahuti says that, Tepus tapaste juhubuhu sashnurarya brahmanuchur nama grinanti yete. So one who is chanting the holy names now, he is said to have already performed all the austerities and he has completed all the Vedic sacrifices and he has taken bath, sashnuhu, he has taken bath in the holy places. And brahma anuchuhu, brahma anuchuhu means that he has studied all the Vedas. He has completed the study of the Vedas. I said, it's like, suppose somebody is studying BSc. Another person is doing PhD. So a person who is doing PhD, he has already completed the study of the BSc. So he doesn't have to again go through BSc. So that is the implication of this verse. So, actually there are many verses like this about the purifying potency of the process of bhakti. One holy name can purify more sins than a person can commit. Or A person who once chants the two syllables Hari has already completed the study of the four Vedas. Sometimes when you read these verses, it may appear to be an exaggeration actually. Suppose you go to Grand Road station and somebody is selling actually 10 rupees ka panch. For 10 rupees, 5. And then you come close, actually, what he is selling. And he says that, for 10 rupees, we give 5 iPhone 14. And if you hear that, how can a person give 5 latest iPhone model, iPhone model just for 10 rupees? You will think that this person is a complete cheater. It is a complete exaggeration. Or somebody says that, like one industrialist bought a house of 100 crore rupees. So somebody says, you go to the other platform, somebody is selling, give 100 rupees, we will give a duplex apartment in Worli or in Sea Face, we will give 10 duplex apartments for 100 rupees. So one may think like, it is impossible, it's a complete exaggeration. But you magnify that by millions of times, and that is how a person may think that when a person hears about the glories of the process of bhakti or the purifying potency of the devotees, a person who does not have the association of devotees, who is a so into different Vedic practices, one may think that it is complete exaggeration. But actually, these verses, they may appear to be exaggeration, but they have to be taken as it is. Prabhupada says in Nectar of Devotion that the results mentioned in these verses, they may be seen in certain devotees. But nevertheless, these verses should be taken as it is, because they actually transfer our consciousness from the fleeting material beauty to spiritual platform. And these verses should be taken as it is. So in this way, we see that purifying potency of the person Krishna, purifying potency of the devotees, and the purifying potency of the holy name. But having said that, when a person is practicing bhakti, one has to be very careful about one's behavior, because based on one's behavior, we can actually disturb the faith of others. Suppose somebody is standing in a line to take bath. So some people are standing behind him in the line, and he's just waiting for the bathroom to open. Somebody is taking bath. And he's waiting, and then 5 minutes pass by, 15 minutes pass by, half an hour passes by. Half an hour a person is taking bath. He's hearing the sound. Yes, bucket water, everything he's hearing. And then after half an hour, the bathroom door opens. And the person who comes out of the bathroom, he does not appear to have taken bath only. He's like, he appears like a person who is behind him in the line. The person who is behind him in the line has not taken bath, is unclean. And the person who comes out of the bathroom also appears to be unclean. And he will be completely bewildered. I am hearing the sound of the water for half an hour, but he comes out unclean. Then that will make the person doubt on what was pouring from the. That will create doubt in him about the what was actually coming out of the tap. Actually, is it water or some other substance? Or he just kept some tape recorder, or like what did he do inside the bathroom actually? So similarly, when you see the process of bhakti is a cleansing process. Tada rajas tamo bhava kamaloba dayasaye chetayete ranaviddam sitam sattve prasidati. So bhakti actually cleanses a person of rajoguna and tamoguna. But suppose a person who is practicing bhakti, if one becomes angry by a slight provocation, which is a sign of rajoguna, and then when the others see that, oh, this person has been practicing bhakti, how does he become provoked even by a slight provocation? Or when somebody sees the symptoms of tamoguna, then that will actually create doubt in the people about the process of bhakti. Because although that person might have been practicing bhakti, but common people will doubt about the process of bhakti. Oh, this is ineffective actually. So therefore, it becomes important for the people practicing bhakti to also live by the qualities, to live by the Vaishnava behavior. And so in this, Krishna is dealing with this 16,100 queens. We also see Krishna's personality as a social reformer. Because from a society point of view, these women will not be accepted by anybody, but Krishna accepted them. Krishna married them and he gave them a respectful identity in the society. And he gave them a status in the society. It's not that he simply took them to Dwaraka and then put them in some anatha ashram or something like that. He gave them a respectful society, a respectful status, and removed the stigma from their lives actually. And when we study Krishna's personality, Krishna has various shades of personality. Krishna as a social reformer. We should study Krishna as a statesman, as a politician. We should study Krishna as a exterminator, how he killed so many demons. We should study Krishna as a butter thief, and Krishna as an intimate lover, and Krishna as a philosopher, as a speaker of Gita. So when we hear only one aspect of Krishna's personality, as a butter thief, as a lover, but when we don't hear other aspects of Krishna's personality, as a statesman, as a social reformer, then we get actually only limited, narrow understanding of Krishna. And even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can see in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personality as a social reformer. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave the position of Namacharya to Haridas Thakur, who was born in a Mohammedan family. And Mahaprabhu gave the position of a Goswami to Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, who had actually, because of serving the Mohammedans, they were ostracized from the Hindu society. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave instruction to Subuddhi Rai. Like Subuddhi Rai, one Muslim governor, he actually sprinkled water on him, and then Subuddhi Rai was, he converted Subuddhi Rai into a Muslim. At that time the culture was such that some Muslims actually spring some water on the Hindu, that person becomes a Muslim. And then Subuddhi Rai, he wanted to come back to Sanatana Dharma. He asked some Brahmanas, how can I actually come back to Sanatana Dharma? And the Brahmana said that you drink hot ghee, so many liters of hot ghee, and then you leave your body. So practically it's impossible to drink hot ghee, but essentially they said that the only solution is that you have to leave your body, and only in the next life you can hope to come back to Sanatana Dharma. But when Subuddhi Rai came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, go to Vrindavan and chant the Hare Krishna mantra constantly. And when your chanting is almost pure, all your sinful reactions will go away. And this is the best solution to all sinful activity. So Mahaprabhu actually he acted as a social reformer, somebody who was ostracized in the society, but Mahaprabhu gave instructions on chanting the holy names and he elevated them. And like here, these 16,100 queens, and then there were other 8 queens, Rukmini, Jambavati, Satyabhama, Nagnajiti, Satya, Lakshmana. So those other 8 queens, they were not captured by somebody. But these 16,100 queens, they had lost their purity because of being captured by Bhaumasur. But Krishna gave them like equal status like those other 8 queens. Vedanta Desika, he wrote 1,000 verses in glorification of the Paduka of the Lord. He was such a great poet, like people became envious of his poetry skills. And once some group of poets, some envious people, they made a garland of the old chapels and they put him on the outside door of his house. And he came out of the house and his body touched those chapels. Then spontaneously he composed a verse. Jnanavalambak kechit, kechit karmavalambakaha, vayam tu haridasanam padatrana avalambakaha. Some people, they take the support of the path of jnana marga. Some people, they take the support of the path of fruitive activities. But as far as we are concerned, I take support of the dust of the lotus feet of the devotees. He spontaneously composed the shloka when his body touched those slippers. So once when Vedanta Desika was challenged by a poet, he composed 1,000 shlokas on the Paduka of the Lord just in 1.5 hours. Like Lord Ram defeated the Karadushan and the 14,000 soldiers in 1.5 hours. And Hanumanji did Anukarana of that. He imitated the Lord, Anukarana of that, by defeating the army of Ravana in 1.5 hours after finding Sita. And Vedanta Desika did Anukarana of Lord Ram and Hanuman by composing 1,000 shlokas in 1.5 hours and defeated this Pandita. And that too, like one may think, sometimes it is easy to compose shlokas on some natural scenic beauty in which many objects are there. Trees are there, plants are there, some mountain is there, rivers are there, different animals are there. But one may wonder, like, how can a person compose shlokas on the slipper actually? And that too 1,000 shlokas. And that too in 1.5 hour. And in that, I will mention 2 shlokas in connection to this verse. Vedanta Desika says that Nichepi Hanta Mama Murdani Nirvishesham Tungepi Yan Nivashate Nigamottamange. Although I am a very low person, but O Paduka, he actually is talking to the Paduka, but O Paduka, you accept even a low person like me. And Tungepi Yan Nivashate Nigamottamange. You actually, you place your feet on the topmost of the Vedas, that is the Upanishads, Nigamottamange. Although you actually put your feet on the topmost of the Vedas, on the part of the Upanishads, but you also put your, show your mercy on a low class person like me. Nichepi Hanta Mama Murdani Nirvishesham. In this way, you actually elevate me to the same position as the Upanishads. Prachetasa prabhruti bhi ప్రథమోపగీతం స్తోష్యామి రంగపతి పాదుకయోర్ యుగం తత్. అండ్ హి సేస్ దట్ I am composing this paduka in glorification of you. Your glories were first sung by Prachetasa Prabhutibhi, by Valmiki Rishi. But I am also trying to make an attempt to glorify you. So he is, by mentioning the name of Valmiki Rishi, he is invoking the blessings of Valmiki Rishi. And then he says, Datte Mukunda Mani Padukayur Nirvisheshat Niveshat Valmika Sambhavagira Samata Mamoktihi. Here he says that the very next verse, the previous verse, he is praying to Valmiki Rishi. He is calling himself as a low class person. But the very next verse he says, my poetry will become equal to Valmiki Rishi. వల్మీక సంభవ గిర సమతాం మమోక్తిహి. మై పోయట్రీస్ విల్ బికమ్ ఈక్వల్ టు వాల్మీకి ఋషి. హౌ? గంగా ప్రవాహ పతితస్య కియానివ స్యాత్ రత్యోదకస్య యమున సలిలాద్ విశేష. హి సేస్ వాల్మీకిస్ పోయట్రీ ఇస్ లైక్ అ యమునా రివర్. అండ్ పాదుక, the glories of your, the paduka of the Lord is like the Ganga. So Yamuna river mixes with the Ganga, then it becomes one with the Ganga, like in the Prayag it mixes with the Ganga. But Ratyodakasya, but my poetry is like a dirty water which flows from the river, which flows from the road. And I am also trying to glorify you. And when my poetry also mixes with the Ganga, the paduka of you, and after mixing with it, then it also becomes non-different from the Ganga. There is no difference between the Yamuna water which is mixed with the Ganga, and there is no difference between the dirty water which is mixed with the Ganga. In that way, just like both of them become equal, so similarly, because of, although I am a low person, after glorifying you, my words will become, attain the equal status like the Valmiki Rishi. So it appears like the words of pride, but actually these are deep words of humility, and this also contains the glory of the paduka. So here, like here Prabhupada writes in the purport also here, even the dirty water when it mixes with the Ganga, it becomes one with the Ganga, it attains the same status as the Ganga. So even when a devotee takes shelter of the Lord, even if the devotee is having certain disqualifications from the birth, one should not see those disqualifications. So these 16,100 queens, they had lost their purity, but those other 8 queens, they were not from this background. But because these 16,100 queens, they made a sincere prayer to Krishna, Krishna gave them the same status as those 8 queens. So, something similar to what Vedanta Sika says, that my poetry attained the equal status as the Valmiki, Valmiki's glorification of you. And here, in this purport, Prabhupada mentions about the sincerity of purpose. So when we talk about sincerity of purpose, sincerity means without any ulterior motivation. When Bali Maharaj is telling to Vamanadev that when you entered the Yagashala, I wanted to offer obeisances, but because of being surrounded by the demons, I only offered obeisances within my mind. And just for the act of obeisances which I performed within my mind, you have reciprocated with me in such a way that you have given me Sutala Loka, and you have actually become my own doorkeeper. In fact, such mercy is not obtained even by the great surrendered devotees. Prapanna bhaktartha vidau samahita. But you have given such mercy to me. Although only thing I did is that I performed obeisances within my mind. So Prabhupada says that if a devotee sincerely surrenders, the Lord understands this. That even externally, even if the devotee may not render service, but if he is internally sincere, the Lord welcomes his service nonetheless. So therefore Krishna is called Bhavagrahi Janardana. On the other hand, we see when Ramdas Viswas accompanying Raghunath Bhatta Goswami to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so Ramdas Viswas was constantly chanting the names of Lord Ram, and he was highly learned in the Shastra, and he was performing different menial services to Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. But when both of them came to meet Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu inquired from Raghunath Bhatta Goswami about his journey, and he gave them a proper place for him to stay, and he gave them a service. But Mahaprabhu did not pay any attention to Ramdas Viswas, because Mahaprabhu could understand that within his mind he was internally harboring, having the desire to become one with the Lord. And internally he was proud of his learning. And because he could understand his internal mood of disposition, that internally he is not sincere, but externally he was performing the activities of bhakti, therefore Mahaprabhu did not pay any attention to him. Prabhupada says in one purport that if a person is sincere and determined, then devotional service is easy. But a devotional service is difficult if a person is not sincere and not determined. Once His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, he was supposed scheduled to give a Sunday feast class. Somehow, I think he gave a Bhagavatam class that day. And then there were so many meetings lined up. Usually, before giving any class, he would prepare for the class. Although, he might have spoken the subject matter hundreds of times before, but still he would try to go through and then prepare some points and give the class. But he didn't get a single moment to prepare, because so many meetings were there. So then, the Sunday feast time has started. Time came. Devotees were waiting. Then he thought that, okay, I'll open some book of Prabhupada. I'll open some random page. Whatever comes in that particular page, so I'll speak on that verse. So he just opened a book. It turned out to be Madhya Leela Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he saw this verse. Sadhanaugair anasangair alabhya suchiradapi harina chash adeyeti vidasasya sudurlaba. This verse from Bhakti Rasamudu says there, devotional perfection is very difficult to attain for two reasons. Because unless one is attached to Krishna, one cannot attain devotional perfection even if he renders bhakti for a long time. And second, Krishna does not easily deliver perfection in devotional service. And then he read the purport. The purport, it is said, this means that Krishna wants to see that a devotee is actually sincere and serious, and that he does not have ulterior motives. If this is the case, a devotional service can very easily be successful. Otherwise, it is very difficult to obtain from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, and then after this verse, after that day, actually, Maharaj would quote these three points often: sincere, serious, and without ulterior motives. We see that these queens of Krishna, they sincerely prayed to Krishna. and therefore Krishna reciprocated with them. And in fact, the Sanatana Dharma, there are five women, they are considered to be Pratasmaraniya. Five or six women. Mandodari, Tara, Ahalya, Draupadi, Sita, and even Kunti. They are considered to be Pratasmaraniya. One should remember them the moment you get up in the morning. So that you have the right thoughts, your day will go properly. And in all these women, if you study their character, there is some stigma associated with their life. Mandodari was the wife of Ravana. Tara was the wife of Vali. Vali had kidnapped the wife of Sugriva also. Ahalya was cursed by Gautama Rishi because of a relation with Indra, and then was cursed by Gautama Rishi to become a stone. And Draupadi was the wife of five men. Sita was under the captive of Ravana for 1 year. So there is some stigma associated with their life, but they are considered to be Pratasmaraniya because of this quality of sincerity of purpose, sincerity of devotion to Krishna, and their loyalty to Dharma. Like there is a poet, Bhojaraja, in his Champu Ramayana, he writes about Ahalya, Duke Sukecha Rajayeva Babuva Hetuhu Tadrg Vide Mahati Gautama Dharma Patnya Yasmad Gunena Rajasa Vikritim Gatasa Kakutsa Pada Rajasa Prakritim Prapede. For Ahalya, both her happiness and distress were caused by Raja. Raja was the cause of her happiness and distress. Raja, in the form of the Rajoguna, was the cause of her distress. Because of being influenced by Rajoguna, she got attracted to Indra and then she was cursed to become a stone. And then another Raja, in the form of the dust of Lord Ram, that actually liberated her from the position of a stone and she regained her position. Prakritim prapede, she regained her original position. So in this way, the sincerity of purpose exhibited by these ladies, that made them actually, elevated them the position of a Pratasmaraniya. And this quality of the Krishna, the purifying quality of Krishna or his devotees or the process of bhakti, is also explained in the Upanishads, in the Isopanishad, by these two words, Shuddham and Apapa Vidham. Shuddham means Krishna purifies the contamination in the devotee, and Apapa Vidham means that a devotee will not be affected by the sins. It refers to prophylactic and antiseptic nature of the process of bhakti. Like some medicines, they cure the contamination in the body. They cure the different bacterial infection in the body. They are like the antiseptic medicines. And some medicines are like the prophylactic medicines. When you take those medicines, you are protected from getting that particular disease. So similarly, Krishna, the process of bhakti, can purify the contamination in the person, Shuddham, and they can also protect a person from getting contaminated by the sin. That is Apapa Vidham. For example, Krishna says in the Gita, Kim Punar Brahmana Bhakta Striyo Vaishya Sata Shudra Tepiyanti Paramgati. Even if a person is coming from a sinful background, if a person takes shelter of me, they can attain the highest position. This talks about the Shuddham nature. Another verse Krishna says that Apiche Suduracharo Bhajate Ma Mananya Bhag Sadureva Samantavya Samyak Vyavasito Hisah. Means even if a devotee who is steadfast in his bhakti, but if he commits some abominable activity, he should be still considered as a sadhu. So this verse talks about the prophylactic nature of bhakti. And these two qualities we can see, especially in Krishna's relation with this 16,100 queens and the gopis. Because these 16,100 queens, they had the, because of being captured by Bhavamasur, there was a contamination in their character, but Krishna purified them. And in the case of the gopis, although the relationship with Krishna was was not proper according to the society, it was of actually extramarital affair in that sense. But because of their devotion to Krishna, they are considered to be the topmost devotees. They are not contaminated by that sin. So there we see the apapa vidham nature of Krishna. So in that way, we see that these are a few thoughts I wanted to share. So we discussed about the purifying potency of the person Krishna and the purifying potency of the devotees in the process of bhakti. And we discussed about Vedanta Desika's verses in relation to this particular theme of this shloka. And lastly, we discussed about the Shuddham and Apapavidham nature of Krishna. Hare Krishna. So I think it's beyond time. I'll not take any questions. If somebody has wants to share anything or ask questions personally, I'll take them. Vrantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna.